from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Yes, we roll on. Team of the day coming up. Marty, you may be surprised to know that I did cram in a sporting event while I was in Chicago on Saturday.
Oh, what'd you go to?
A very lackluster, par for the course, part of the weekend series, game between the Yankees and the Cubs. Did you know that in the entirety of that series, there were 8 runs scored combined by the two teams over 3 days? There were no home runs. The Yankees won 2-0 on the Saturday on an RBI groundout and a wild throw to third base on a stolen base attempt that sailed down into left field, and that scored the other run. The most exciting play of the day was a Cody Bellinger catch in the center field area, throws to first. The umpire rings up a double play, only to have it negated by video review. So it was a single solitary out. That was literally the most exciting play of the game.
Yeah, but you were at Wrigley Field, so it's it's a great place.
I spent too much, but whatever. It was nice.
You know, I've been there before. Actually, Pete Hassan was working for the Blackhawks at the time, yes. So he was in the 15 finals and got me and Weeksy down on the field in the pregame, watched batting practice. It was awesome. So it was my first time and only time at Wrigley Field. It was great. I thought maybe you went to the White Sox game. I thought you went down
to
the other side. But
you know, yeah, I would have been.
They were on the road, and they did.
I would have much rather gone to see that show.
get a cheer for the White Sox right now. But,
no, we don't.
You know, mentioned that our team of the day, the St. Louis Blues, Chicago, St. Louis, they've had that rivalry for years dating back to the, the old division. And, you know, that it's been a fun. If you live in Chicago or you live in St. Louis, that rivalry has been a lot of fun, despite the fact that Chicago was, so good in the 2010s winning cups, but then St. Louis ended up winning their own in 19. So both ended up winners.
The rivalry has been on display since 1967-68, which was the Blues' first season. Since arriving in the NHL, the Blues have made the playoffs 45 out of their 56 seasons. Only the Boston Bruins have missed the playoffs fewer in that period of time. The Blues have the most playoff games played of any Western Conference team since arriving in the NHL. That's what made it so hard for the longest time, not being able to scale the mountain, even in that run of 25 straight years where they made the postseason every single year. They didn't get it done until 2019. They could have got it done last year. They had 92 points, would have been enough in the East. didn't make it in the West. So now they've missed it 2 years in a row. They've got a GM in waiting in Alex Steen. They have a first full year of head coach Drew Bannister, whose efforts at the end of last year in replacement of Craig Berube wasn't enough to get them there. But
they were impressive, though. It was impressive what he was able to do.
Yeah, but this isn't the same Blues now.
No, it's not.
We're looking at a team that has added Faxa and Joseph and Holloway and Texier up front. And on the blue line, they have shut down Torrey Krug for the year. They still have Falk and Parayko, but they've added Broberg. They've added Ryan Suter. They've added P.O. Joseph.
Yep.
And they may have the best version of Jordan Binnington. They hope that they, I mean, it could be argued that last year was his best year in the NHL since his rookie year, which led to a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, no, I this is interesting because Jordan Binnington 2 years ago, Duffer, was 97th out of 107 goalies to play at least a minute in the NHL in goals save above expectations. 97th out of 107. And that led to, you know, the year before, or was it that year? Anyway, the throwing the bottle at Nazem Kadri in the playoffs, Craig Berube out in the media multiple times saying my goalie just got to stop the puck and just like being very critical of what Jordan Binnington and his antics were, but it took away from him playing the position and making saves. So he goes from a 331 goals against average and an 894 save percentage 2 years ago to a 913 save percentage this year, a 284, and he was fifth. He went from 97 to fifth in goals save above expectation. And now Binnington, not only did he give the Blues a chance to battle for playoff spots, which they fell short, but he's back on the radar for the Four Nations face-off, for the Canadian team netminding, like the starting job for the Olympics in 2026. Like, that's where Binnington was so far and came so far back to be able to help the Blues. But look, you mentioned Drew Bannister. You know, he was plus 11 last year when Craig Berube was minus one. So at the end of the day, the Blues ended up plus 10, which was not good enough. But the power play with Craig Berube as a coach was 8.4%, 31st on the power play. When Drew Bannister came in, he moved them all the way to 13th with 22.8%. Like, there was a lot of Shayna says that a lot with Craig Berube. She's like, he's not a tactician. He's a, you know, emotional guy. He's going to grab you and say, let's go to battle and everything. But Drew Bannister was the opposite, I felt. He was a very good tactician. Let's work on the power play. Let's work on the penalty kill. Let's work on our defense 5-on-5. All of those got better with Drew Bannister. So I'm expecting a really good season from St. Louis this year with the addition and with the new coach continuing what he did last year.
But they don't have Torrey Krug, and I do think that's kind of huge. I mean, you know, wherever you think Krug's game was at, there's still an element or two that is going to be missing, I think. Now, the group clearly had to get younger on the blue line, hence the offer sheet to Broberg, and they bring him in. You still have over 30 club, Falk, Parayko, Letty. How many goals does Scott Perunovich have in his...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Career.
Oh boy. How many?
The same as Ryan Johnson.
I was gonna say like
zero.
Less than 15.
Oh, which is
zero.
Surprising,
okay.
Because he's thought of as this, you know, now he's not as young. He's definitely not as young as Ryan Johnson, but he's only played 73 NHL games and he had a lot of injury issues last year. And I still think there's the reason I bring it up is just in the absence of Krug, I think they're still very much hoping that the blue line can give more offense. And I think some of that comes from Perunovic. But we just haven't seen it translate yet fully at the NHL level. So he'll be
a guy for me to keep. I like the 17 points that he got in 50-odd games. Like, that's good, but no goals. But you're right. Like, there's got to be production from Perunovic. There's got to be production from Broberg. Look, that offer sheet, $4.58 million for a player that has only played, like 80?
Just a few more games than Perunovic.
But, you know, NHL games. Like, he played 12 games last year, Broberg, at 2 assists. And now it's a $4.5 million contract. Like, that was a hefty, offer sheet. But they're hoping that you can get some offense from Broberg. You can get some offense from Perunovic. You should continue to get offense from a guy like Colton Parayko. I think there's the big shot. You can put him in a situation. He had 10 goals last year. That's a bounce back year from Parayko, being able to get 10 goals. So they got some offense. I think the St. Louis Blues, like, I look back to their 2018-2019 season. Yeah, they were last at Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah.
They got Jordan Binnington, Craig Berube. They made a push. They got in. They win the cup. I think this team this year is better than the 2019 team because they've got the pieces. In my opinion, I think they're better.
They're missing the best version we've ever seen of Alex Pietrangelo. So I don't know if I can get there. But
they were last, right? I think the St. Louis Blues are better balanced now than they were back then.
Well, that was the hope, clearly, from Doug Armstrong with the additions up front. Now, the reality is they have four more years of Braden Schenn, who... from a quality standpoint, like, I love the player, but at 33 and four more years at 6.5, and he can probably still get you 20 like he did last year. He's just been on the wrong side of some of the, you know, other numbers for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But Buchnevich's deal would maybe still fall in the unexpected based on what the narrative was at the end of last year's regular season. His six-year deal doesn't start until next year at the age of 30.
Yes.
And they bring in 30-year-old Radek Faksa, who does not produce a lot of points. Matthew Joseph may produce a little bit more than Faksa. Holloway could produce points, but hasn't really shown it yet. And I would say, of the four, the guy who might be able to have more points than the other three is Texier, you know, who had taken time off from Columbus, came back to Columbus, and now finds himself as a member of the St. Louis Blues. I'm curious at best here to see how it all pieces together among their kind of new look forward group.
So how many goals for Jordan Kyrou this year? How many goals for
30? I mean, I think Kyrou shows he's a 30-goal guy.
Kyrou is he had 31 last year, led the Blues in that way. I like Jake Neighbors, 27 goals last year. I think he can get to 30 again. So I'm looking at the Blues, right? Like, And it's not that I want to compare 2018-19 to now, but you had Tarasenko at 33 goals, and that was it. Like, if they can get Kyrou and Neighbors and get Robert Thomas to be, like, he was 26 goals last year. Could he be 30?
Yeah, but he was 86 points, which was by far a career high.
And he was their best player. Like, you watch Robert Thomas play, and I mean, they gave him a pretty big contract, and that's the thing. Like, when you were going to sign he's 25 now, but $8+ million, Kyrou, $8+ million. Like, look at the Sabres, Dylan Cousins, Tage Thompson. They're $7 million players. So you're a million less. I think that they're all the same quality of players, guys that could get 30 goals, could get 40 goals, maybe. Kyrou could maybe get to 40, right? It would be a stretch, but he could get to 40. I think the Blues have put their eggs in the, go back to the chicken talk, in the young players' basket, and the Kyrou Thomas. They changed from the O'Reilly, Tarasenko, that group of guys, and they went to the young players, hoping that it rejuvenates the success in St. Louis.
Some young players, they still feel like a very old outfit based on the names, even without Kevin Hayes. You know, I think we've already listed the 30-something club. Now, there's a different club in St. Louis, which is reserved for greats in sport and impact in community. And it's really awesome to say that our good friend Kelly Chase just last week was inducted into the Greater St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah. When you think of Kelly's journey and battle and kicking cancers, you know what, of late, it's pretty awesome that Chaser had this moment. So I think when we think of the St. Louis Blues, we often think of Kelly first. So nice to be able to give a little tip of the cap for something that has been very well earned on his part.
So Kelly Chase, obviously the type of player he was, tough as nails. He wasn't Bob Probert, and he wasn't you know, those type of guys, but he would fight robbery if he had to. He would play a tough game. He was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, which was a tough battle. It was a tough battle for Chaser. There were some moments where he wasn't sure if he wanted to continue and if he was going to, you know, stick to the, you know, the treatments, and he did. And he is absolutely loved in that market in St. Louis and around the National Hockey League. He was here in Buffalo years ago when we did a little fun storytelling night with the NHL Alumni Association in town. And Chaser told us a story about his very first training camp, how he missed his flight. Well, he didn't miss a flight. His flight got canceled. He was at the airport with Gordie Howe going to Hartford. And so they went to Gordie Howe and they said, "Mr. Howe, we have a room for you for overnight. And Mr. Chase, you're going to be sharing a room with Gordie Howe." So he's like, "Oh my God, I'm sharing a room with Gordie Howe." And Gordie told Kelly, "This is your first camp, kid. Make sure they know who you are." Right. So he goes, "My first practice, I fought five guys, and all five were veteran and guys that everybody loved. And I did really well." Now he goes, "I'm in the locker room and I have to go to the bus, and I don't want to go in the bus because I know there's 20 guys I want to kick my, you know what, in the bus. So I'm walking in front of the bus, not wanting to go in." And Gordie Howe came outside the bus. He put his arm around Kelly Chase and he says, "Well, they know who you are now. Come on the bus, bud." And they went on the bus, and he said, "I hadn't made an impact, but it was all the learning of Gordie Howe." And that was Kelly Chase as a player. That's Kelly Chase as a human being. And we're really excited for him.
Amazing. And he's in the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. A slew of birthdays on this day in the hockey world. We're going to get to them and some tidbits, because there are plenty of those too around the NHL as we get close to training camps opening, which means PTOs and last-minute roster manipulation as it pertains to the salary cap. Probably no mention of Utah, though. We'll save that for another day. Stay with us on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.